When Tantramar Council passed a resolution instructing staff not to remove Shep the Sandpiper from its perch in Dorchester Village Square, it came with a caveat that town engineer John Eppel would inspect the bird and its installation to make sure all was safe and sound. We checked in with Eppel this week to see if the bird passed muster.
So I've had a quick look out in the field, and there's no immediate safety concerns that I see. I do owe council a response on that and haven't managed to respond to them just yet, but I will shortly with a bit more information.
We also asked Eppel about Tantramar's other bird, Aaron the Heron, named by the sculptor who created it, sits in a garden bed at the corner of Bridge Street and Weldon in downtown Sackville. But recently the bird has been boarded up.
It looks like a significant weight was placed on the back of the bird, just guessing. But it's got a bent, one leg is bent and the other one has got a crack in it. So it needs to be repaired. So temporarily we've put hoarding around it to protect it from further damage.
So, obviously you haven't done a full forensic analysis on this, but it looks like maybe someone tried to ride it.
I really don't know what happened. As far as I know, there's no witness statements to my knowledge that state what actually happened. I can just say that it, you know, it looks like it was overloaded in some way, and the only way I can see that that might have happened is some sort of a load on its back.
Eppel says town staff have made inquiries about potential repairs for Aaron the Heron, but have yet to come up with a workable plan.